Is your little one starting big school this September? At Dunn Stores, we've got you covered for those memorable milestones. From waving goodbye at the gate to snapping that first proud photo in their new uniform. Feel confident as they take their next big step with quality schoolwear. Pick up a 3-pack of Playproof polos from €5. Pair these with Easy Care joggers also from €5, plus a comfy sweatshirt from €3.75. Shop back to school in store and online now. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The annual salary guide for the recruitment and outsourcing company CPL is out. Among the findings is that a typical baker can expect to earn a starting wage of €30,000 a year, while a restaurant manager can expect €50,000. Newly qualified solicitors can expect €75,000. And the report also found that Cork was 22% cheaper than Dublin and looked into the attitudes to remote working, as well as in-demand qualifications. Barry Winkless is the Chief Strategy Officer at the CPL Group and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Barry. Can we start with the salaries? Any big moves last year?
Nothing significant. I think, you know, even your introduction said it all. I think overall we were in a very healthy situation with regards to salaries and wages.
But they did have to go up.
They have gone up, yeah. No, but I would say in the 5 to 10% kind of situation.
You know, 10% is a pretty big jump in your salary.
Yeah.
I suppose that was in an inflationary environment, wasn't
Absolutely,
it?
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting from some of our research on the salary guide itself, you know, people did highlight inflation. 60% highlight inflation as having a negative strain on their overall resources. So, you know, there's a balance between increase and inflation. And part of your introduction obviously highlighted that.
Yeah, it did. And according to the ESRI, most workers in Ireland will experience a real wage increase this year, meaning they will earn more than inflation because, as we know, inflation is coming right down to below the 2% target. Anyone earning less?
No, I mean, look, what worries me a little bit, Joe, to be honest with you, we talk a lot about full employment, but there's a percentage of people who are in full employment that are below the poverty line. So let's be realistic in terms of full employment versus full quality employment. So if you look at the averages, you're probably looking at about 5 to 6% of people who are in employment, but potentially below the poverty line. So, you know, that tells a story as well.
It does. It does. Though, would people under €25,000 gross, would they be paying any income tax or very little income tax?
Yeah, very little. From that perspective, it's good. But I think we also have to recognise that even in a full employment situation, there are challenges.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Any trends in salaries before we move on to other stuff?
Well, I think one big thing for me is this idea of what we call the broader benefit package, right? So I think we're seeing a greater focus now on things like flexible working, on things like healthcare cover, and you know, things like pension as well. So broadening out what the package looks like for employers and employees. You know, so I think we're going to see more and more of that as we go on. Actually, interestingly enough, from our research on the salary guide, one of the benefits that people cared most about was remote working. So over 26, 27% of people in the survey said that that was their most important you know, benefit as part of employment.
And we are in full employment, which means employees have the whip hand almost.
Absolutely.
So they can kind of dictate terms, especially if they are in certain industries that are very much in demand. And I presume, you know, data processing and coding are very popular. If things change, of course, and if the economy were to weaken and employers suddenly had the whip hand, I wonder whether remote working would be on offer.
Yeah, I think this is a question I get asked an awful lot. I think, to be quite honest about it, flexible working or forms of flexible working are now the norm. So definitely post-COVID, although we hear a lot of big case studies out there about people being forced back to the office, they are small percentages.
Notably Tesla and anyone who works for Elon Musk.
Yeah, absolutely. But they are the exception, not the rule. I would say the rule now is more around a level of flexibility. Now, obviously, there are exceptions there. In manufacturing organisations, it's hard to create a level of flexibility. But even within those types of organisations, they're starting to look at, you know, innovative ways of workforce scheduling, for example, you know, to free people's time up. So I think flexibility as a concept is here to stay. How that looks in different organisations can be different. So people can maybe choose their own hybrid working days. Other organisations have gone for, these are the 2 days you're going to work.
Monday and Friday.
Yeah, in an ideal world, right? So no, I think for me, if I was to give my definitive answer on that, flexibility is here to stay. It's part of the package. And from our own research, you know, a number of people, over 60%, won't even consider a role without a level of hybrid working.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So I mean, this is, most of this comes after the lockdown. So people discovered that they could do quite a bit from home.
Absolutely. And I think also we talk a lot about technology in a very esoteric sense, but actually those collaborative technologies were quite mature even before COVID and have matured even greater. So we can do a hell of a lot from different locations and different places. And it's one of the reasons people, for example, can now live in a different city like Cork. You mentioned Cork in your introduction. And also then manage to, you know, manage their own business, you know, work with their colleagues wherever they are.
Now, I mentioned that Cork was 22% cheaper to live in. Any other places, or where is the ideal place to live in terms of earning decent money and also being cheaper than Dublin, which is an expensive place?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. And just a quick straw poll we did as part of this research, really, we're seeing a lot more people, you know, living in different places. Some of them are connected with their families. You know, they, you know, they have an opportunity to live closer to family. So they might be technically working from a Dublin office, but that, let's say, a 3-2-day split enables them to live somewhere else. So I would say there is no ideal, but I would say that we're seeing a greater shift towards people working in smaller urban locations, you know, and
so smaller towns, maybe sub 50,000, sub 25,000.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think we're going to, I think for me, flexibility in hybrid working is probably becoming the great leveler, you know, when it comes to things like, you know, cost of living, etc. Because think about it, you can choose where you want to work, really, if you work in a fairly, you know, a fairly forward-thinking employer. So it kind of changes the game a little bit in terms of your ability as an employee to think about costs and think about your salary. You know, so in a way, it is a dawn of a new age.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
And I just wonder whether millennials and Gen Z, Gen Z, whether they would like that, because a lot of younger people like to learn at the knee of experienced people, but also find a mate in the big city.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a couple of really interesting things we're seeing. We're seeing a number of organisations with the younger, let's call them that younger Gen Z population, where they expect them to be in offices for a long period of time so that they learn their trade, if you want to call it that. In our own organisation, we do exactly the same thing. I think you're right. I think Gen Z is probably the generation that really love being around people. So I think we're going to see an interesting dynamic there on that side.
All right, Barry, thank you very much for coming in. That's Barry Winkless, the Chief Strategy Officer at the CPL Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Ready to go further or take your ambitions to the next level? It's time to commit to curiosity with a postgrad at UL. Whether you want to enhance your career opportunities or pivot to a new one, University of Limerick has a diverse range of full-time, part-time and short postgraduate programmes designed to set you up for success. Go further and commit to curiosity at ul.ie. That's ul.ie.